our big clap offering this morning. Expectations.
Amen.
We're going to have a really good time today.
Amen.
Oh, the word is just.
Amen. Hallelujah.
Amen. It's such a blessing. Last night I was at home, and excuse me, we used to have on Thursday, we had the bistro for the kids. Not the voice of God, but we've moved them to Fridays for the kids. And so last night that they were having it, or Saturday night they were there. And so anyway, they sent me a video last night of all the kids spontaneously breaking out, just started clapping their hands. It was wonderful. I'm very, very proud of our young people.
Amen.
I like for them to stand up. All those YF people stand up. All little ones, big ones, all of you. Anybody from YF, stand up. Look at that. We're proud of you. We love you. These are the big ones. It just blessed my heart that when you go out in this world and you drive around and no place where you go is to see the children and what they have to go through. It's hard enough for us what it is for our young people and what they have to go through. Just, they can't go no place. They can't do nothing. And to see the Holy Spirit working on their lives and for them to spontaneously just start breaking out and clapping their hands and thanking the Lord and giving them a little praise offering.
Amen.
You know that has to make Papa God happy.
Amen.
We know it does. And all of you, I've heard so much and testimonies that come in and my texts and emails being blowed up with clapping hands and everything. And I hear people saying in the mall and stuff that they're just walking down the malls and all want to start clapping and people turn around and looking at them and say, praise the Lord.
Amen.
What a witness that you are the written epistles read of all men. That this message, that you're the only Bible that anybody's going to ever read. And you have the words of eternal life.
Amen.
You're able to get it. Like Brother Brandon said, the priest, well, he says, you know, he's able to do that. And he says, you do it like Peter did, repent and be baptized, and you can have it.
Amen.
So the world needs what we've got.
Amen.
We've got it. And so to see what the Lord is doing, the work that he's doing, and the blessings that he has given us. And do you feel closer to him today than you did yesterday?
Amen.
And this week I was really just thinking about it and some things that really came up on my heart, and it was that the big things, it's real easy to see the big things in our lives. That where we make mistakes, where we fail, where we shouldn't do things that we know better than to do. But it's the little things. It's like the scripture says, the things that so easily be said. That's if it's easily to say, it's real easy to do. Sometimes it's the little things that we don't pay attention to. Or we don't think that it's important, but they are important. To God, they're important. It is like this teaching in the last few weeks of being keeping up with praying for somebody who had something.
Amen.
Else.
Amen.
Does it make you feel better?
Amen.
Well, we got to work on that one, and I can tell. We need a lot more praying on that one.
Amen.
See, the clapping is even down on that one. We need a lot more praying on that one. That's he's getting all the dross out of us.
Amen.
And sometimes that takes a lot of beating to get the dross out.
Hey.
Something that just, I don't know, it just touched my heart. I started thinking about a little something And it is like with a miner. And that's what we are. We're prospectors. And a prospector, he comes up to this huge mountain. And the first thing that he does is that gold's not laying on the ground. He's got to dig for it. So the first thing he's got to do, he's got to blow that mountain up and get inside. And there's these big rocks. And it's the big rocks that are in the way. He has to get those big rocks out of the way. And then after he gets the big rocks out of the way, then he starts refining and he starts getting down to the little stuff. So as he gets into that little stuff, he has to have water at that time.
Hey.
We know what that water is. That's
Amen.
The Holy Spirit.
Yeah.
And what he has to do is he has to add a lot of water. He has to have a lot of water if you're mining. And then he gets his little pan, and he starts panning and going back and forth, getting all the rocks out and the loose stuff, because he's hunting for nuggets.
Amen.
He's hunting for that pure gold. And that's what we've got today. We've got some pure gold. And you just need to keep applying that water and just keep sifting it. And he get down. If he sees the rocks, what does he do with the rocks? He just get behind us. We learned that Wednesday night, remember?
Amen.
But we have to take those rocks and get rid of the rocks. But if he keeps going, can you imagine what a miner is when he sees a big nugget in the bottom of that little sifting pan? Ooh. Praise the Lord. We got a bunch of them.
Amen.
We got a bunch of nuggets. Woo.
Amen.
And that's exactly what this message is. It's more we dig and the more we add the Holy Spirit and the water to our lives, those nuggets become alive to us. And they're just constantly all the time, more and more. And you refine it and refine it. And you see that in some of these big mines where they went through real quick, maybe we've done that before. Like in Alaska and stuff, they go through those big mines, they come back, and now they have a process where they can refine it a little bit better, and they get their still gold nuggets that are there. And that's what we're doing, is refining it, studying it, and getting those nuggets. And that's what today, this message that we're getting ready to listen to this morning, oneness,
yeah.
Praise and
glory.
Amen. Amen.
Amen.
It's something that this message is each one that we see what the Lord's been bringing us.
Amen.
That he's following a pattern.
Yeah.
And he's teaching us we've got to love one another.
Amen.
He says if we don't love one another, how can we love? We can't love him unless we love one another. And we're all part of one another.
Yeah.
And he says with that unity, and we've seen this in this church and catching a hold, that he's unit, we're one.
Yeah.
And that's what he's going to bring us today. That is what unity is, a oneness with him.
Yeah.
And this message today is going to tell us who you were, who you are, and who you're going to be.
Amen.
How great is that?
Amen. Amen.
That's what makes this message more current than the newspaper, because that we can pick it up, and when we say, and the world don't understand when we say that message is preached for us today, we know that it was.
Amen.
That spiritual food was stored up so that we could hear it today speaking and calling out a bride of Jesus Christ, which we're members of that bride. And I'm so thankful that each of you and what I see in your lives and being contagious, you follow rules well, is spreading this message around and telling the world we've got something that nobody else has got. And we want to give it to them. Brother Brandon Joseph says, go after those lost souls. That's what's going to count. Nothing else counts. You build a kingdom, you do anything, that's going to be gone. But for eternal life, that soul could be connected to you. That's what Brother Brandon said. He said that name would be connected to you throughout eternity. What a blessing. That's what I want my life to be. It's the only thing that there is. So God bless you this morning. We'll have you stand up again. We want to go to prayer. It's because our service is a little long this morning. But it is spiritual food new season. I'm happy. I'm excited. I'm under anticipation. And I know it's going to be wonderful because I've come expecting it. And the prophet did tell us, if you come expecting it, you're going to get it. Come to see something to criticize, you'll find it. But we're all here today expecting something. There might not even be an evening service.
Amen.
Hey.
Amen.
Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. It's going to be that quick, too. So we don't miss turning over every stone to get ready for Him. So let us think about that while we bow our heads this morning. As we take everything, we leave it outside the door, all of our cares and problems, and tomorrow, and this afternoon, and everything that so easily besets us. Lord, just to meditate once again that you give us this privilege to come here today to worship you. And the worship has been so sweet, Lord. It's been wonderful, Lord. We've enjoyed it so much. We're looking forward to even more, Lord. We can never outgive you. The more we give you, the more you give to us. Father, and I know he's got to be proud as each one of you is little lambs. We want to just invite him to be with us this morning. He knows that we all have needs. He's done a lot for us. He's done things for you. He's healed you in the past weeks. As he draws you closer to him, as he gives you the desire of your heart, just raise up your hands to him and say, yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. You've done so much for me. I just want to raise my hand and tell you that I love you, Lord. And I surrender to you, Lord, my life. Father, I want to yield myself to you, Lord. Not my idea, not my thoughts. Not what I feel that I must do. Not what's best for me, Lord. I don't care what's best for me, Lord. I want what you want out of me. How can you use me, Lord? Father, I want to be like the servant. Just the crumbs from the master's table, Lord. That's all. Just the crumbs, Lord. Help me. I fail you. But you still love me. You're still there. I wouldn't be here wanting to worship you, Lord. That wasn't so. Give me what I have need of this morning, Father. Fill me, Lord. Fill me with your Holy Spirit, Lord. Every fiber of my body, Lord Jesus. Anything that's not like you, Lord, take it away. And you come in and you replace it with your Holy Spirit, Lord. Is that the cry of your heart this morning?
Yes, Lord.
Lord, it's mine. I've got both hands up to you, Lord. That's what I want. But we're needy, and you have things upon your heart, and he knows what they are. We've only had one prayer request to come in. It's our precious sister, God. She's not feeling well. We want to remember her. And there's many others that are not able to be here today, that you have a need to hold it in your heart. Speak to him as he comes by and speaks to you. How wonderful that he's going to walk right by you right now. And you can just reach out and touch him. Grab a hold of him and don't let him go. And whatever's in your heart, he's going to give it to you today. For you are his child. You believe it? Do you accept it? Let's act upon it. Let's just sing our little song before we go in prayer.
Reach out and touch the Lord as he goes by. You'll find he's not too busy to hear your heart's cry. He's passing by this morning.
Lord, we love you so much this morning, Lord. Father, there's not words to express what's really in our hearts, Lord. And give us this another opportunity to come together and to worship you, Lord. For you to feed us on the words of eternal life, Lord. What a privileged people that we are, Lord. There's never been a day like this day, Lord. and to know that you predestinated us and that our name might not be on who's who, but it's on the Lamb's book of life, Lord. The only book we want it on, Lord, is your book, Lord. Father, your grace, your mercy, your ungiving love that's always there for us, Lord. We thank you, Lord. Father, we just want to welcome you today, Lord, to be with us. Father, we want to yield ourselves to you, Lord. Father, it's so hard sometimes to get ourselves out of the way so that you can use us for what you want, Lord. Truly, we do, Lord. We want to get ourselves out of the way so that you can come down, Lord. Whatever that we can do to glorify you, Lord, that's the desire of our heart, Lord, to be more like you. And Father, the hands that went up, that, Lord, you know each and every one, their need, you knew the need before we raised our hands. Lord, let us today to act upon it, Lord. Lord, to believe it, that you're going to meet the need. Whatever it is, Lord, you know what it is. It doesn't matter what it is. You're here to provide it for us. Lord, we accept it. We believe it. We'll act upon it, Lord. Blessed be with the many, your bride around the world, Lord, your saints, Lord. And from the east and west, you got a bride everywhere, north, south, everywhere, Lord. And we believe that you're calling them together. You're getting us ready, Lord. It's time to go home, Lord. It's time to go home. And Lord, we want to be there on that day, Lord. We want to hear those words from your prophet, behold, the Lamb of God.
Hallelujah.
Lord, that's the desire of our hearts, Lord Jesus. And we thank you, Lord, that we're here to hear more of your word, Lord. Bless and be with us now and make you welcome, Lord Jesus. We love you. Now we take this service, Lord. We commit it into your hands for your honor, your glory. We all say, Father, amen.
Amen.
Reach out and touch the Lord.